justified his regular use of profanity in the pulpit by saying it was his way of relating to unchurched folks. He had no problem dropping the F-bomb because he wanted to be real and felt it would connect more effectively with those listening to him. Of course, this is nothing more than a cheap way to get reactions out of people. It is no different than what some radio personalities do during their drive-time shows, pushing the envelope to greater vulgarity or some off-color subject to attract listeners. People have always used filthy language, but can anyone imagine the Apostle Paul using such ridiculous tactics? This is not what the apostles of Christ ever did. Making things relevant is good, but let's follow the apostles' example, assisted by the Holy Spirit's power of also preaching the cross of Christ. Corporate church. While churches should be the best managed and most financially accountable institutions in the nation, we have gone too far when pastors tried to run their churches like a Fortune 500 corporation. Instead of following the Apostle Paul or other New Testament luminaries, this new model encourages the pastor to emulate a famous CEO in a high-profile American corporation. This concept is extolled at leadership conferences where business efficiency and technological innovation are emphasized more than bearing spiritual fruit that will last for eternity. Many pastors, I'm afraid, admire a Steve Jobs more than an Apostle Paul. Granted, we can learn from anybody, but to have non-believers who know nothing of the Holy Spirit teach church leaders how to lead Christ's church means we have lost faith in God, His Word, and His Spirit. But we have to be smarter and more efficient, attendees say. Yet we also have to be careful that we are not choosing the wisdom of humans over the wisdom of God. A classic example of this is the emphasis on finding your vision for the church. This concept has been borrowed from corporate business plans, not the Bible, and sold to us as a tool to help churches grow. I believe it has done untold harm. Often the resulting vision clearly contradicts God's purpose for His church. Too many churches end up leaning on the rotten beams and tottering walls of their own human thinking. They won't hold us up, and God won't support us when we lean on them. When I am asked what my vision for the Brooklyn Tabernacle is, I always respond, I don't have one. Last time I read my Bible, it said it was Christ's church, not mine. We don't need systems, strategies, and 5-year business plans as much as we need to be helped by the Holy Spirit to proclaim Jesus. Our strength is not in a great marketing department, technology, or cleverly formed target groups. How presumptuous would it be for me to have a vision for someone else's church? It wasn't I who shed blood for the people at our church. It was Jesus who went to the cross.